This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a student from Ponitz Career Technology Center who's happy with her body image.
Slim, thick, and BBW. These are the body type labels given to girls. Girls will spend most of their lives trying to move from one label to the other, or trying to accept the one that they're already in. My name is Kaylin Lorene. I'm a 5'4", 17-year-old senior at Ponitz Career Technology Center. I have a very beautiful smile, pretty hazel eyes, and a body that most boys think is just too big to be, let's say sexy. In today's culture, I'm considered BBW, or a big beautiful woman. Because I have more thighs and belly and everything else compared to most girls, I'm actually okay with it. I truly accept myself. Many times boys have made fun of me in front of their friends saying that I was ugly or fat or pretty, but I was still fat regardless. Many times behind closed doors, those same boys will tell me that I'm beautiful and sexy and that they like me. But I'm smart enough to see what's going on. Boys try this technique in a failed attempt to see if I'm desperate enough or if my self-esteem is low enough to the point I will take whatever they're giving me, which half the time ain't much at all. Many bigger girls do not get the same attention as a thick girl would get or a slim girl would get. Boys treat us like we're shadows. They think a bigger girl will be so happy to be getting attention that she'll be up for anything. I am interviewing a fellow classmate and fellow friend by the name of Summer Smith. She has a lot of insight on this problem as well, and she's been through just as much as I have. You are labeled as BBW. How do you feel about that?
I feel like as a woman, I shouldn't be labeled as anything because I feel like we're all equal. We're all the same. We bleed the same blood. We shed the same tears. So for society to put a label on me is very offensive.
Do you label boys this way? Like when you're out with your friends and you see different guys, do you label them how they label us?
For boys, they can kind of just get away with anything. And girls, we have to like stay this picture perfect thin lady. And that's just not how it is in the real world.
Luckily for me, I have had older influences in my life, such as my mom, who's 57. She's been around, so I trust what she says to me. The reason why I am so comfortable in my skin is because I stopped caring about others' opinions, boys, and I truly started living. Yeah, that's what I'll call it. I'll call it living. I found something, or rather, something found me. I do not know what this something was, but I hope it happens for you too. You are lovely in every way. Just be yourself. If boys don't like it, oh well, odds are you're surrounded by little boys anyway. But that perfect one will come sooner or later. So don't get discouraged if it's later. And don't be too suspicious if it's sooner. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz Career Technology, this is Kaylin Lorene.
That was a story entitled, I Love Myself, written and produced by Kaylin Lorene. She's a senior at David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center. Special thanks to Kaylin's teacher, Joanne Viscup. You can hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories by subscribing to our iTunes podcast and also by visiting wyso.org. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Coordinator Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong.